Proclamation number 6961 of 5th of November, 1957. Right and wrong thinking. Man has been given the ability to think. This also gives him the opportunity to research, to penetrate previously unknown territory. He can use his intellect to draw conclusions and build on his conclusions or experiences. This also enables the human being to be creatively active, for everything he wants to bring into being must first be considered so that it also corresponds to the purpose for which it is created. Admittedly, the human being can also draw wrong conclusions. He cannot use his thinking ability correctly. His thinking can move in the wrong direction and the results can therefore also have a detrimental effect on people. But it is always possible for him to bring his thoughts back into the right order, because it is up to him how he uses his thinking ability. Therefore, the human being must first be aware of the fact that he can think right as well as wrong. And he must try to fathom the reason for this. If he wants to secure himself against his thoughts taking the wrong direction, as long as there are different views even among those whose intellect is highly developed, not all can make the claim to truth of their intellectual results. And as long as there are still disputed questions, even in earthly areas, the individual's ability to think will also be evaluated differently. If the human being only considers his ability to think to be a talent arbitrarily placed in him by nature, which is his own business to develop, then the intellect will certainly always be stimulated to increased activity, but he is no certainty of right thinking. But if it sees its ability to think as a good bestowed upon it by the creative power, then it also seeks to win the affection of this creative power, and then its thinking will also be directed such that the intellect will produce truthful results. And then all results of these researchers will also agree who entrust themselves to a creative power acknowledged by them before they approach research which usually demands their thinking activity. And then a structure will also be recognizable. The created works will be a blessing for people, they will have a serving task and also fulfill their serving purpose. But just as the creative power does not refuse its assistance to people who ask for it, a counterpower also participates in the thinking of those who isolate themselves from the former. And this counterpower seeks to guide thinking wrongly in order to prevent the emergence of blessed creations, in order to disturb all order. For the human being himself is not the producer of his thoughts, but they are sent to him from the spiritual kingdom. But the human being processes those thoughts according to his will, for which he was given the ability to think. He can also create evidence for the correctness of his thinking and therefore also draw logical conclusions despite opposing influence. But then the aim he strives for is determined by the opposing power, and that is why once irrevocably a wrong conclusion is to be recorded, which destroys all previous successes or research results. No matter how tremendous and convincing they seem to be. But the human being can be certain of his success and need not fear erroneous conclusions if he consciously hands himself over to the power which has endowed him with intellect and the ability to think. If he appeals to this power for right thinking in accordance with his purpose on earth, then he can also penetrate areas which are still unexplored, and he can expand the knowledge he has gained and again gather new knowledge. He can be active for the benefit of humanity, for what he now undertakes will also correspond to the will of the creative power which was asked to guide him. Science must work with God. For even the sharpest intellect can err, and it will err if God, as the epitome of all wisdom, is eliminated. Because then God's counter-spirit will have access, which wants to confuse people's thinking, because it hates and seeks to overthrow everything that reveals divine order, and because its activity will never result in a blessing for humanity. But his activity will irrevocably begin where people give their God and Creator no room in their hearts. Therefore, even if there is still progress to be made in the scientific field, you humans will only be able to enjoy it if divine assistance is evident. But you will have to fear the results where man alone brings about works without God. For the latter does not create alone but in cooperation with the one to whom he is in bondage, through his isolation from God, and whose intervention brings destruction and death. Amen.